Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I'm going to distract you guys.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Hey,
whoa!
Hey.
Darker milk.
Chocolate. Right. Well, listen.
Oh, may I tell you something just quickly?
Yes, please.
So Kathy gave me a little a little gift for Christmas, and she pulls out the big Hershey bar, and I'm like, oh, let's see if she passes the test. Special dark Hershey's chocolate.
And that was straight from Hershey, yeah, so you know it's better. It's fresher.
My wife buzzsawed it.
when you get from Chocolate World in Hershey?
Yeah.
It tastes better, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Better.
The best Rolos I've ever had.
The best Hershey's with almonds is only there at Chocolate World.
Why is it so much better?
No, it's true because, like, for example, like if you go to Busch Gardens and you drink Bud.
Oh, dude, yeah. If you go to the brewery in St. Louis.
Right. Now, I don't drink, but the people I'm with are like, what is with this Budweiser?
It's delicious.
This is delish.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this is where I got this story from, a website called thedelish.com.
Ooh.
And apparently, we've all been eating chocolate wrong. There are seven ways. Actually, there is a better way to eat chocolate.
Anally?
So, no.
Well. Suppositories?
Maybe.
Goes in, comes out.
There are seven ways to eat your chocolate so that you get the ideal texture, temperature, and preparedness to ensure that you enjoy it in a way you've never enjoyed chocolate before.
I'm listening.
Okay. So, firstly, it says don't keep it in the refrigerator.
I don't.
All right. So you don't want to do that. It's not essential to the actual perishableness of the chocolate. So it won't.
That's why GIs were issued chocolate in World War II.
It will not extend its shelf life. Secondly, it's going to make the blow steps that are coming next you should be taking to have the best, fullest chocolate experience. So another one. What you're doing wrong, you're not rubbing it first. You need to rub your chocolate first.
I rub it so hard.
I know you do.
Like kind of soften it up
until
a little?
Filling comes out.
So a luxury chocolate boutique called Vosis Haut Chocolat.
Yes.
In Chicago.
That's that was the secret Nazi plan to control all the world's chocolate.
Said that you should be pressing your thumb to your chocolate ahead of eating it.
Okay.
That not only softens it up
but... Does that feel good? I just rubbed the edge off it. Now it's Hershey. Hang around a little bit. It'll just be she.
It not only softens it up a bit, but it also releases some of the chocolate's natural aromas.
Oh my God, this Cadbury egg just exploded all over my chest.
Listen, it also releases chocolate's natural aromas, which is important because you're also doing wrong. You're eating it without smelling it first. You need to smell your chocolate first.
So,
this is like a chocolate connoisseur.
It sort of is. Fine, like example, you mentioned Hershey, but really, like the chocolate event, Preston, over at the aquarium for the ALS stuff, when you get the chocolatiers who are the creme de la creme. There's a place in the building that has the restaurant 19. It's a Swiss chocolate place. I mean, it's such a fine level that the quality is so instantly apparent. It's amazing.
Kathy, I know you're not a red wine drinker, but do you ever have red wine with chocolate? Pairing? Yeah.
And yeah.
Steve, like if you get like a rich red wine and a deep, dark chocolate, They pair
they
well.
Pair well.
A part of it is the aroma.
I used to not be into the sweet and savory stuff, but I had some dark chocolate that had like a sort of slightly hot pepper on it.
Oh.
And it really worked. Really it really was good.
All right, so you're not smelling it.
Okay.
You need to smell your chocolate.
Listen, I press my thumb in it and I smell it. I'm not kidding.
Do you really?
Yes.
All right. Then you're on your way to being a connoisseur.
Same advice for proctologists.
No, but that's like crazy
Jesus
me.
Christ.
Yeah.
You spritz your thumb in it and
did you eat
smell
chocolate?
It? You're not supposed to smell it, doctor.
I'm sorry, man. I love this.
So
it's
not
a very woody smell.
Not smelling it could very well be the biggest mistake you're making. Nagé Pierre of the Swiss Le Maison Collier told National Geographic the biggest mistake she sees chocolate-eating people make, and she sees chocolate people eating all day, every day, is that they don't look at it or smell it. They just pop it in their mouth. Some people think smelling chocolate is similar to smelling wine. There's a bouquet that hits you before you eat it and that prepares you for the actual bite more than you'd think. Now, listen. They're not talking about Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Exactly. They're talking about fine chocolates.
Okay,
exactly.
So.
And I do that. If I have a small cube of chocolate that is a fine chocolate, I will take little bites. I will savor it.
So, but that's what I was going to say. That's like crazy me. I smell everything.
What, chunky bars? You sit there and
I will take a sniff of it. Like, it's just, I think it has to do with my oversensitive sense of smell.
Your paranoia?
Not paranoia. Okay. No, just that, like, you know me, like, I can't be around, like, very strong smells. So, right, for whatever reason, in some way, I think it's all has to do with
how do you feel about licking doorbells?
No, I don't lick doorbells.
I had a friend, my friend Denise, in college. She would smell her food every single time.
Like, yeah, we would, I do that.
She, you know, like, lean down and take her plate and sniff it. And I think she was doing just to... It was a smell
you
test. No, it was a smell test. All right, let me make sure I'm about to eat is not... rotten.
That is directly joined to your sense of taste.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's not, I'm not, you know, sticking my nose in a plate of food and sniffing it for 5 minutes, but for whatever reason, I will take like a waft of it.
Yeah. Okay. But the bouquet in chocolate can be vanilla-y, caramelly, coffee, malty,
Nelly,
or about anything else that you can imagine. Sayadaw and Conca.
I was thinking hot in here, Nelly.
Oh, that Nelly. Yeah. I was thinking Nell. As
wait a second.
You can put them together.
Is she his sister?
I don't know. See if she goes along with this song, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. Steve. Okay, wait. With a little bit of conk. I'm sorry, goddamn it.
A little bit of conk.
All right, wait one second. Wait, start up in a second.
All right.
No,
all
just
right,
keep going.
Oh. Conk.
And a little bit of conk.
Yeah!
All right, so any... conk. All right, so anyway, you should keep, you should smell your chocolate.
Smell your now, chocolate.
And here's what you're also doing wrong, eating your chocolate. You're not breaking it into pieces first.
I do that.
Just like rubbing all up on your chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
This serves to release all the natural aromas that the chocolate
hurt, but you're gonna like it.
Has to offer. In fact, Ghirardelli suggests you actually snap your chocolate in half before eating it.
I don't like how these guys are all assuming that we're doing it all wrong.
Well, because they're yeah. Well, this is a woman, but this is uppity, okay, French, yeah, snooty chocolate.
Shut up.
Listen, it says in the article, if you don't want to be told that you're eating it wrong, just look at it this way. 7 ways to eat your chocolate so that it's the ideal texture, temperature, and preparedness that you enjoy it.
So they recommend you curb stomp your chocolate.
No. Snap it.
Oh, snap it.
They said snap is the feel and sound of a piece of chocolate when you first break it. It is a function of the amount and quality of the cocoa butter in the chocolate, how finely ground the chocolate particles are, and how well the chocolate was tempered.
So
all of this is like smelling wine and sloshing it around a little bit, get some air in it, you know?
I am not the most, I don't have the most cultured palate. But for example, on New Year's Eve, we had dinner at the Mashaloo, and they brought the meal that they brought out, I had salmon. You had to really experience what this meal was like. You had to have everything that they had with the sauce and everything at the same time, and then it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, but that's everything working in concert. How a chef or how people figure out this makes this taste better,
yeah,
and this makes this, this gives it a little bit of a bite. I don't know, well, but it's brilliant.
That's how my cousin is, by the way. Like, yeah. And he's like, no. You have to eat that with this and that. And right. and I'm like, okay, I'll try that. But I wanted to ask you guys, if you, Preston, I apologize, but we're staying on topic here. Mm-hmm. Can you recall the best chocolate you've ever had in your life?
No.
Okay.
There's too many good ones.
Yeah.
Why, do you?
I do. And I don't think they exist anymore, but you remember Meredith. You know Meredith, who does the Helium Comedian.
She gave us a box of chocolate for Christmas, and I told her when she was here yesterday.
It wasn't this one, though.
I'm like, that was phenomenal. Yeah. She says, that's what everybody says. I go, where'd you get it? She goes, Costco. I kid you not.
There you go.
It was phenomenal. We loved it. Anyway.
For a couple of years in a row, she'd given us designer chocolate, and that chocolatier went out of business.
I know who he is. We took our sons for a chocolatier workshop at his place of business. It was near Bluebell, and I've forgotten his name. And I know exactly where it was.
Man. Oh, yeah. No, I know who that. Yes.
It had like a hint of cinnamon in it or something.
It's a store, right?
It was.
We ordered a whole bunch of chocolate from this guy for a party. And sensational.
All right, I need to get to this.
We need to do this, man.
We're not going to be able to finish this, okay? All right. So Here's what you're doing wrong. Another thing you might be doing wrong if you're shoving it all into your mouth at once. Taking a teeny, tiny bite of your chocolate first is yet another way to ensure that you're readying your delicate, not currently chocolate-eating palate for the chocolate that is soon to come. Now, another one is chewing chocolate. Turns out that it's not meant to be chewed. Next time, press it to the roof of your mouth and suck.
That's what I do. I put it right up in my mouth and I suck the hell out of it.
And then let it melt there for about as long as you can stand it.
Sometimes it explodes.
Not only does it... Just sitting there, just resting.
Yeah,
there?
Absolutely. It can only hold out for so long, Preston.
Not only does that make the whole experience of consuming the stuff last longer, but also, again, helps you appreciate all the unusual or the usually hidden complexities of what you're eating.
Do you do spit strings with your chocolate?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If it deserves it.
I think the spit string is just way overrated. I think it looks kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
My friend,
I mean, see, with chocolate,
the way you're explaining this, the how to eat chocolate, my friend from college, my old roommate used to eat Slim Jims like that. I swear to God, he would make a Slim Jim last for like a half hour.
Well, he savored it.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, where are you going to find other Slim Jims? It's not like you can find them on any counter in every convenience store.
Also, you're mixing chocolates, which you shouldn't be doing. It says, far be it for me to say, this is the person who wrote the article, far be it for me to say you shouldn't have Reese's, Hershey's, Snickers, or Twix, or whatever in one sitting, but I feel obligated to relay that to you that having so many kinds of chocolate at the same time makes the whole session a blur for your taste buds after a while. Stick to one or two varieties at a time if possible. Three if you must.
Even at Halloween?
I guess that's the exception.
That's when you can slum it a bit.
And then the last one is you're washing it down too fast. Another Ghirardelli tip is don't drink anything immediately after doing the above things with chocolate. Otherwise, you'll have no way of knowing if the stuff's got a long finish to it.
I'm very comforted by this list because I do everything that you're saying.
Then you, sir, are eating your chocolate properly.
And I'm an idiot, so I just happen to fall into it, I guess.
Do you rub it first?
That's the one thing
you might not do.
I bring it to the point of completion, okay. And then I deny it. Yeah. I don't rub it. You're right. Yeah.
You give it a ruin.
Yeah.
A ruined O.
What do they call it? I rim it.
You edge it.
Edge it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, edging.
Rimming is
the butt of the chocolate.
The butt of the chocolate.
The chocolate starfish.
You're an edger.
Yeah.
All right. The gaping app hole.
The gaping app.
Which we were talking about in the previous break, which are too many apps. Okay.
All right.
So I just thought I'd share that with you.
I enjoyed it.
The proper ways to eat chocolate. I don't know if we'll want to post that. It's from Delish. Yeah.
That's the author you were just reading from.
So take that with a grain of salt, if you will.
You may want to reconsider the list.
Yeah.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or bizarre files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.